KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and so happy you're joining us this morning, because today we're going to be talking about the Art of Life Cancer Foundation. This is an organization that I'm both personally and professionally familiar with, and I think everybody should know about their unique mission and services. So, of course, in line with the purpose of the show, though, we're going to be highlighting how Fresno State serves our community, and in particular, how Fresno State volunteers are involved with Art of Life. So with me in the studio is the Art of Life Executive Director, Ms. Janelle Higdon. Janelle, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And Janelle brought along one of those great Fresno State students who's serving at Art of Life, Miss Abigail Thompson. Abby, glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And finally, our third guest is just honestly the most incredible woman you'll ever meet. She is a breast cancer survivor. She is like Mother of the Year. She is an accomplished businesswoman, and she's beautiful, and she's also my wife. Miss Heidi Fiorentino is here with us today. Hi, Heidi.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
So I'm introducing Heidi very kindly in hopes that she won't, like, you know, say anything bad to me on air. So Janelle, we're going to start with you. How about starting by telling us a little about yourself and some of the background with Art of Life so we can get started in that way?
I am the executive director of the Art of Life Cancer Foundation and proud to be a part of this program for over 10 years now, as it's been a special part of the community and has grown from just a small program in a local cancer center to now serving all cancer survivors in the Valley and both their family and friends.
So 10 years. So how did the program get started?
The Art of Life program started in a small cancer center called California Oncology of the Central Valley. And Dr. Christopher Perkins had a vision for treating not just the body, but the mind and the spirit also. And so the model was simple. We connected the amazing artists that we have here in the Central Valley with cancer survivors, and we taught them to paint as a way of sharing their journey, of expressing what cancer has taught them about life, and with the goal of connecting people so that they know that they are not alone.
You know, we were trying to get Chris on, but he's so darn busy with his practice, we couldn't get him here. But good shout out to Chris and to all the good people over there at his office who helped get this thing started. And you talk about the art project, and Heidi, you originally got involved as a cancer survivor working on the art project. Can you talk a little about what that was like for you?
Yes, I did. I had the opportunity to get involved in the Paint It Forward project. Janelle had approached me and after I had finished my treatments. So I was paired with three other cancer survivors and a local artist. And our project was centered around what did our journey mean to us. And for us, it was who helped us through our journey. So our family, my faith.
Your wine.
Children, my wine, yes.
There is a wine bottle and a wine glass.
There were four wine bottles and four wine glasses. Everybody wanted to come to my station because I had the wine, yes.
You know, and so the four women all combined their art projects for one project. So they all intertwine, right?
Yes, we did. And every project is different. Not every project has four different quadrants. There are some, the most recent we had four survivors who then painted on one big canvas. So every project is different.
Now, you know, hopefully not embarrass you in front of Janelle, but you were not real happy about doing that art project at first, were you?
I was not very happy. I did not feel as though I needed it. I thought that she should open it up to another cancer survivor. And believe it or not, I think I got more out of this project than anyone. And I even thought that I could get out of. I didn't realize how much I needed this emotionally. You know, when I went through when I was diagnosed with cancer, I made sure I was very strong for my children, for my husband, my family, letting them know I'm going to be fine. This is just a process. And then I realized the project really helped me heal and helped me work through my diagnosis.
So Janelle, how many people have been involved? It's not just women, obviously. Lots of people have been involved in these projects. How many people have been involved over the years? Any ideas?
We've probably had over 500 cancer survivors participate, but the numbers are exponential as you consider the family and the friends that are impacted as a result of the direct work with the survivors. And while the program started with primarily women, it has expanded over the years to serve men, teens, and children.
And it's not just the big art projects that are done with a guest artist. You've done art projects with kids. You've done art projects, and we'll talk about the garden, out at the garden, things like that. So what about some of the kids' artwork that you guys have done before? Some of the children whose parents have been affected, right?
Well, healing art is powerful, and it's amazing how when we put paint and a paintbrush in front of an adult, you know, there's often a lot of insecurities that come out. You know, they might say, oh, I'm not artistic. We've had husbands say about their wives, you know, good luck, they can't even draw a straight line.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be rather intimidating, and yet we try to break it down and give the tools for anybody to participate, regardless of artistic background. And funny enough, it was actually Liz Harrison, a local survivor that many people know. She shared very openly that in many ways, it took her back to her childhood, the ability to create where there's no wrong way to create art. And so there is a joy that comes in creating art, whether it be with paint or glass. There's so many materials. And so it's been fun to share how the program started. But you're right, it's expanded to involve where we've often referred to it as creative expression, that it's not just paint and a paintbrush. It expands to fitness and music and movement and so many things that allow us to be able to connect and heal.
And in addition to the art now, the healing garden at Woodward Park. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. The program, while it began by allowing people to create art and connect together year round, the art began to be a powerful tool in the community. So the healing was not just taking place as you're creating art, but as you're viewing the art. And not just survivors, but family and friends were viewing the art within the walls of the cancer centers. And it was changing the way that they lived. It was changing the way that they looked at life. And so our goal began to change, and that was to bring the artwork out to the most public of place so that year round, any time of the day, that this art can be viewed by our community. And that's how the Art of Life Healing Garden project began. We have developed a 3-acre healing garden, and over the past 2 years, with the help of the community and really with the help of Fresno State, so many students, departments, and professors that have rallied their time, talent, and resources to bring this to fruition.
And obviously, you're a pretty small organization. Not a lot of big bucks there, and you're serving thousands of people in the community, as you've shared. If it weren't for others in the community, your volunteers, it'd be almost impossible to do the work you do. So I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about how volunteers have been critical to your work, and maybe a little bit more about the Fresno State connection in particular.
As I look back on the past 10 years of the program, and really the last several years of being an actual community benefit organization, a nonprofit, I get pretty emotional thinking about how Fresno State has played such a role in bringing this vision, this dream, to reality. Funny story, as this program was growing and people were lining up to participate, there was a need for more resources. And we knew that the next step, if we were going to continue to grow, was to become a formal 501c3. Mm-hmm. So what do? The first thing you do, you Google how to form a nonprofit. And the reality is that we didn't find all the answers we needed on the internet. We had a vision, we had a heart, and we saw a need in this community, but we didn't know what to do next. And so we approached Fresno State. It was the humanics department at Fresno State, Dr. Simmons and Dr. Jendian, that took the time to meet with us. And as we began to ask a lot of questions, they actually challenged us and said, go back, do the research, see if there's anyone else in this community that's meeting the need that you're interested in. If you find it, do everything you can to rally behind them. And if you don't find it, then come back and we will help you every step of the way. And that's how the Art of Life Cancer Foundation began. And since then, as I even drove into campus this morning, as I drove all the way around campus, I thought, wow, literally from the facilities department helping us paint our first art walls to the art department, Joe Morrell giving a glass workshop for men so we could expand our program beyond women. And then the humanics program, the construction management team, engineering, the total design for the Art of Life Healing Garden, listening to the stories of our survivors, and then transforming it into an actual plan and a topo map that we could utilize to begin this project. The stories are endless. And then again, it goes right down to the volunteers. The Smit Camp Family Honors College has put more volunteer hours, as well as other departments, of bringing students in to not only serve, but to benefit firsthand from the programs. So we're grateful.
So Abigail, you're one of those volunteers, those Fresno State volunteers. And I wonder if you'd quickly start out with just a little self-introduction and how you came to be part of Art of Life.
Sure, Chris. I'm Abigail Thomason. I'm a senior in Fresno State this year. My major is communication, and I'm planning on doing the teacher residency program once I graduate. And I came to work with Art of Life through a program called Scholars in Service, and it's just really been a pleasure to do my placement at Art of Life this semester.
So Scholars in Service, can you tell us a little about that program?
Sure. Scholars in Service is a wonderful program that's available to students who have both excellent academic standing as well as financial need. And we're paired with community organizations that need help, like Art of Life, and we're able to offer them our service. And once we complete a number of service hours, we can receive a grant for our work with them.
So every semester through Scholars in Service, you've got to do 90 hours of service, and you've got some other requirements that you have to do in addition. And those hours have to be with your designated organization. And you do get a little grant for that work. So it isn't volunteerism per se, but it's definitely service. What drew you to Art of Life? You were actually initially with another organization, but I'm curious, what was it about Art of Life that you felt compelled to work with that program?
Well, as I was looking through a list of organizations that I could choose for the semester, Art of Life really struck a chord with me because I saw that they work with cancer patients and their families. And I've actually personally been impacted by cancer. A few years ago, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer, and we walked through that with him. It's been a long journey. And actually yesterday, he was pronounced officially to be in remission. So we're celebrating that. But I saw that Art of Life offers these healing services to cancer patients and their families. And I thought it was really wonderful because there's so many services available for financial need for cancer patients or to address the physical need. But there's sort of a lack of services that really do what Art of Life does and provide them healing through creative expression. And it's been such a pleasure to be a part of that.
So what are you doing with Art of Life right now, Abby?
I get to do a variety of tasks with Art of Life. Some administrative work, because there's just so much that goes on behind the scenes to make these events happen. I've also gotten to actually help with some of those Paint It Forward events, some of the events that have taken place in the garden, and get to interact with cancer survivors. And that's been such a pleasure. And then I also do some articles for Art of Life's website and blog featuring the great things that they're doing in the community and highlighting those services.
And we'll certainly post a link to our Facebook site, to the website, and to the blog. And we certainly encourage listeners to connect with you guys through social media. How would they do that for the social media links? Just Art of Life Cancer Foundation?
So if you go to artoflifecancer.org, there's a tab for our blog, and you can just click on that and view a lot of stories. We're also doing something called Survivor Spotlight, highlighting specific cancer survivors that have been impacted by Art of Life.
Yeah, great stories on there. So Janelle, you talked about a lot of the partnerships with Fresno State, and I know that there are others. You know, you have groups that come out there fairly regularly and just help with some of the maintenance of the park and things like that. How does your organization, other than that, just labor, how do you think that the organization benefits? Where would you be if it were not for the volunteers, and not just Fresno State, but all your volunteers?
When the Art of Life started, it was a 100% volunteer effort, and it continues to be driven by so many people in the community that are giving their time, talent, and resources. As I think back to just over the last month or two, we have had so many groups of Fresno State students come out, from sororities to fraternities, clubs, and even classes that have dedicated an entire semester to help with research, surveys and assessments, and really being able to work face-to-face with our survivors. I love that our model of care for this community is not about one group serving one other group of people. It's a constant movement of hope, almost a circular effort, knowing that we serve the college students. When we sit across the table from them and as we're working together through our volunteer efforts, I often ask them if they've been impacted by cancer. And the stories that we hear back have been incredibly powerful, because when they are partnered with survivors here locally, it often allows them to be able to reflect on how their family's been impacted. Maybe their mom or their dad has gone through cancer, but they're not around the corner here at Fresno State. So they're trying to show their support across the country of how cancer's impacted them and how it can change their family for the better. So the stories of impact have been incredible, knowing that it's the students who are making a difference in the lives of local cancer survivors. But the survivors, as they work hand in hand with our students, you begin to see that life change, their view of the world and their view on life and the art of living begins to transform as well.
Yeah. Art of Living, The Art of Life, and I think some of those themes that you carry through all of your work. Heidi, after you got involved as an artist, I know you started volunteering with The Art of Life, and you had been a little bit involved before. Ultimately, ended up getting your entire family involved, waking the kids up at 7:30. Get up. You're going to go volunteer at the garden today. But what was it like moving from a recipient of the services of Art of Life to helping deliver those services? Was that therapeutic for you in some way?
Absolutely. That's actually the reason why I got involved, is because I realized how much this impacted my life in a positive way. And I wanted to pay that back to our community. And I felt as if with my voice and my volunteering and telling people about the Art of Life, I could also help impact other survivors and their families.
And you've continued that service, including working with the board. And now you are the board president for Art of Life Cancer Foundation. I'm wondering if you can speak then to some of the projects and things that you as an organization are focused on in the future, over the next few years.
So we have three big projects that we have every year. The Paula Project involves the entire community, and that is great for lots of cancer survivors. It's hosted at People's Church, and we have about 200 survivors that are able to come, and we have a community project, a paint project.
Big art project.
Yeah. And again, they sit at a table with 8 to 10 survivors, and I can't tell you how many of those men and women have said how impactful that was for them and how healing it was for them just to talk to other survivors. And then the Paint It Forward project is the one that I was involved in, and we have that twice a year. And then we have ongoing healing projects for the community.
And obviously still trying to work on finishing up and doing additional work at the Healing Garden. I know right now there's a new area of reflection that is being built, and you're working on a big new sculpture from Corky Nomart. So anything out there in particular that you'd love for the listeners to know about?
We have partnered with Kiwanis, with Rotary. We have playscapes that are
great. Yeah, some great playscapes out there.
And the most recent playscape was our musical playscape. We partnered with Boy Scouts and Dr. Budiga. He's an asthma and allergy specialist. And the project, the musical playscape, when I'm out there just working in the garden, you hear adults, you hear young kids playing on that structure, literally playing music on the structure. And there is no bad sound. You know, it's incredible to hear. And it's been a great addition to the garden.
I want to reiterate, you know, we talk about a lot of times somebody says, oh, yeah, we have a garden. Well, you'd think of, you know, we're growing flowers or vegetables. This is a park space. As Janelle said, it's a 3-acre park space. There are these play structures. The art is displayed. There are these reflective areas. Lots of great places for, you know, the whole family to come out. Whether or not you are a cancer survivor, whether or not you have a family or friend who is, it's healing in lots of ways and meditative in a lot of ways, right, Janelle?
The Art of Life Healing Garden, though it was inspired by cancer survivors, we soon realized that we are all in need of hope in some way. And so the Art of Life Healing Garden allows a place for hope, for renewal, to celebrate life, whether it's a day that you're celebrating, as Abigail shared for her father, the knowledge of being cancer-free, or maybe it's one of those days where you're just taking one moment at a time. The Art of Life Healing Garden is the place to go. And I love that Fresno has embraced this idea that we do need hope. We need a community of people that are joining together. And I believe the Art of Life Healing Garden is one of the most unique places in Fresno. And I love that it's a gift and a legacy that we've all been able to share and have a part in, but knowing that our kids and our grandkids one day will be able to benefit from this place as well. It's an amazing legacy for Fresno.
And just in case people are wondering, it's just off the Fryant Road entrance towards the back bluffs corner of Woodward, correct? Fryant and Fort Washington?
We invite anyone to come out. It's located at the Fryant and Fort Washington entrance at Woodward Park, and it's open to anyone to visit at any time.
Yeah. So Abigail, back to you. As a student, what are some of the things you think you've learned, or how do you think you've benefited personally from being involved with Art of Life?
I've learned so much from Art of Life. You know, it's really satisfying to see your service actually come to fruition by making a tangible impact on cancer survivors and their families. Sometimes you volunteer, you serve somewhere, and you don't really get to see the impact on the people you're serving. But that's not the case with Art of Life. You're really in the middle of everything and getting to interact with these people and hear their stories. And anything that I've been able to do to further Art of Life's mission is really a privilege for me. Personally, I've also found some healing from being able to work in the garden and see everything that Art of Life does. One thing that really made an impact on me is the tiles in the garden that people have chosen to paint in honor of people that have been impacted by cancer, and reading all of those and the messages of hope and healing, it just always makes me tear up. I tell Janelle, I can't walk past it without crying. And so I actually chose to paint one this semester in honor of my dad, and doing that was just such a healing process, and I could really see the message behind it and what it brings to people who've been impacted by cancer.
Yeah, another one of those great features out there, a little tiny amphitheater with some bench seating. And on the back of those benches, those big cement benches, all these tiles that people have done, and certainly lots of room for more of those. And that becomes a way to support Art of Life and the Cancer Foundation. So Janelle, if somebody is out there and they're listening and they know of someone who's been impacted by cancer who might benefit from your services, maybe to be a part of one of the art projects, or if they want to join in serving with your organization, anything, how would they get in touch with you?
We invite you to visit our website, which is artoflifecancer.org, and click on Get Involved. And whether you have artistic ability and would like to actually share your talent with survivors, or as a survivor yourself would like to participate in the program, we have something for everyone. But we need more volunteers. And so we would also invite you to volunteer. We've got a great system online that allows you to be able to share your availability, your background, your talents, and we're going to connect you in a way that you can be able to use those gifts firsthand right here in Fresno.
I know that our students have gotten a lot out of this effort. I certainly know our family has. You know, I've seen my wife go through this journey with you, and even my own kids, you know, going out and being involved in the garden, I think has been therapeutic for them in some ways. And, you know, I think they feel like maybe in some small way, they're actually giving back to their mom too, because this is so important to her. And, you know, just a great opportunity for everybody involved. And it's an organization that certainly, as the director of the Richter Center, I've known about and I value, but certainly personally as well. And just really thank you for all of your work in the community. My thanks to our guests, Heidi Fiorentino, Abigail Thompson, and Janelle Higdon from Art of Life Cancer Foundation. I really encourage all of our listeners, check out their website. We'll post it to the Facebook site, and really hope that you'll get involved with this organization, even if it's just going out to the Healing Garden or taking a look at their website and viewing the blog and reading some of those stories. So to all of our listeners, thank you again for being here this morning. Please don't forget, tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action program here on KFSR. Also, like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. That's the site that we'll post all these links to. We'll post information regarding Art of Life, and we'd love to hear from you via that Facebook page. Maybe you've been impacted by their services or by someone's cancer journey, and we'd love to hear from you there. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM, and as always, streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.